today as ever he was. And so the National Broadcasting Company brings him to radio in a new series of stories based on the famous book written by Gilbert Patton under the pen name Bert L. Sanders. Today, the Sawdust Adventure. It's late on a midweek afternoon as our story opens, and the Yale baseball team has finished practice for the day. Frank and Bart have just changed into their street clothes and are crossing the gymnasium floor on their way from the locker room.
That was a good workout today, Frank.
Those clubs are beginning to play better ball.
Yes, they're coming along.
Oh, there's Inza over near the door.
Oh.
She got our message, all right.
Hi, Inza. Oh, Frank. Am I late, Frank?
Right on time. We just finished changing.
What's this all about, Frank? Message just said to meet you two here at the gym as soon as practice was over.
It's about that new freshman Bob Johnson is.
Oh, yes, the one you introduced me to the other day.
Uh-huh.
He's some sort of an acrobat, isn't he?
Well, his father is one of the best high-wire performers in the world.
Really?
He's also the owner of the Johnson Circus, you know.
You mean the one that's cramped us outside of town?
Mm-hmm. That's right. The reason we sent for you was to watch young Bob perform.
Oh.
He's supposed to be something pretty special on that high wire himself. We thought you wouldn't want to miss it.
Well, I should say not. But where is he?
Well, he set his wire up in the basketball court.
Uh-huh.
Come on, he's probably working out right now.
Isn't this exciting? Imagine a Yale freshman with a talent like that.
Yeah. It is unusual, all right. Let's hear this story.
Oh, look. There he is.
Oh, it's Bob, all right. Watch the way he walks that wire.
Thank goodness, how high he is. Frank, what if he fell?
You needn't worry about that. He knows what he's doing. You can see that by the way he handles himself. What's this, Frank? Looks like he's going to try a somersault up there.
He can't do that. He'll be killed.
Watch this. There he goes. Good boy.
My goodness, he actually did a somersault. I wouldn't believe it was possible.
You should see his father perform sometime in there. He actually does a back somersault on the high wire.
A back somersault?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't stand to watch that. It would make me too nervous.
You better close your eyes then, Inza. It's to me like Bart's getting ready to try it himself.
Oh.
Right, Bart. He is going to try it.
Tell me what it's all about.
You think he can do it, Sal?
He'd better do it. It's a long drop.
Here he goes. Oh, boy, did you see that? Great work!
Thanks!
Oh, that's remarkable. I didn't think anyone but his father could do that trick.
I guess he's finished now. Coming down.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I was afraid he'd fall.
Oh, he's really good. Let's give him a hand.
Yeah. Yeah, you did
nice
great.
Nice work, Bob!
I say it was, Bob.
Oh, Frank. Oh, Bart. Oh, I didn't know practice was over yet.
Oh, here, Bart and I will give you a hand with those guy wires.
Oh, okay, thanks. Just loosen up each of these turnbuckles.
You nearly scared us to death with that performance, Bob.
Oh, it's not so dangerous, Miss Bird. Watch your back. Well, I wouldn't want to try.
Neither would I, Bart.
Well, there are safer ways to make a living, all right.
I guess that's why you're coming to Yale to study law, huh, Bob? Oh, believe me, Bart, the only reason I'm studying law is because of my father. Oh, watch that turnbuckle, Bart.
Oh.
Don't release it till I get this one of the whole wriggle for.
Right. You mean you don't want to become a lawyer, Bob?
Well, I could work the high wire.
I should say not. Oh, thanks, Frank. That does it. Oh, but Dad has some funny ideas. He thinks the circus isn't good enough for me.
And you don't agree with him?
I should say not. I'm still hoping to convince him that he should let me follow his footsteps.
Well, you're good enough, too. That performance you just gave is proof enough for me.
Oh, thanks, Frank. But Dad's a little harder to convince.
Oh, I don't know about that, Bob. That depends on how strongly you feel about the matter.
Well, gee, would I be up there risking my neck on a high wire if it weren't the most important thing in the world?
No, I don't think you would.
Well, the trouble is my father thinks I'm still a kid. But I want to be in the circus because I think it's, well, romantic or something. It isn't that, Frank. I swear it's sort of born in me.
Sure, I understand. But I think your father will, too, sooner or later.
No, I wish I thought so. If only someone had talked to him like... Hey, I've got an idea. Listen, would you come out and tell him what you just told me, Frank?
Oh, I don't know, Bob. I don't want to interfere.
Oh, nonsense. Besides, you'd all like to see what the inside of a real circus looks like, wouldn't you?
You mean behind the scenes, Bob?
Sure. Look, you could go out to the fairgrounds with me tomorrow. They're setting the show up out there. Well, I could sort of take you around and show you how everything works.
Well, sounds wonderful. Couldn't we go, Frank?
What about baseball practice?
Oh, I'll see you get back in plenty of time for that.
We'll just go out and look over the show and then talk to my father. How about it?
Let's go, Frank.
All right, Bob, it's a date. We'll go out to the fairgrounds first thing tomorrow afternoon.
My goodness, I never saw such activity. How does anyone know what he's doing?
Well, I admit it must look confusing to an outsider, but actually, it's all pretty orderly. Hey, take those men over there, for instance. Well, they're rouseabouts, and they're setting the stakes for the main tent.
Well, how about that fellow over there with a check coat and a cane? Is he a barker?
Hmm? Oh, no, not a barker, Bud. The circus people call him a stealer.
Stealer?
Yeah, that's right. Calling him a barker is a sure mark of a gilly.
A gilly? Well, that's a new one on me, Bob. What in the world is a gilly?
Well, that's circus talk for a newcomer. You know, a greenhorn.
Oh, thank goodness. A person needs a dictionary to join the circus.
Yeah, but you pick up the expressions quickly
enough.
Bob,
Bob,
that man over there is calling you, Bob. Well, that's Al West, my father's general manager. Let's see what he wants.
Well, son, am I glad to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know to see you. Oh, well, these are friends of mine from university. Mr. Merriwell.
Hi, Merriwell.
Mr. Hodge.
And, Miss Bird.
And Miss Bird.
I've got to talk to you, Bob. Would you excuse us, please?
Well, you can talk freely.
Tell us about your dad, son, and the show. We have to borrow money to open this year, you know.
Well, of course, we always do. What about it?
Well, your dad and I just came from a talk with the banker. Seems they don't want to put the money up this year unless we can deliver a star wire act as a draw.
Oh, I see. No, I was afraid of something like that.
Well, forgive me for butting in, Bob, but isn't your father the greatest star wire act in the business?
Well, Dad was the greatest wire act until he took that fall this winter.
Well, you mean your father was injured?
Yeah, pretty seriously. He broke his kneecap.
Oh. How awful.
Well, we never let word of it reach the public, but the boss has never fully recovered the use of that knee.
And probably never will if the doctors know anything. You see, that's why he wanted to open without a big wire act this year.
Oh, I understand.
But that's out now. The bank insists on the high wire act.
Gee, Al, what's going to happen?
Well, there's only one real good high wire man who hasn't been signed up anywhere yet. Your dad's waiting for him over at the wagon right now.
Wait a minute, Al. You don't mean that fella Valdemir, do you?
Yes, the very same.
Well, I'll be... All dads should have better sense than that.
Well, what's the trouble, Bob? Who is this fellow Valdemir?
Oh, just the most conceited, overbearing wire act in the whole business. Well, when he finds out the spot dad's in, he'll hold him up for every cent he can get and then some.
Well, what's wrong? Is he any good?
That's just the trouble, Bart. He's very good. But no one will hire him if they can help it because of his attitude.
Yes, that's right, son.
Oh, I'd rather not open the circus if it were up to me than to hire him.
And that's just how I feel about it, too, Bob. But your dad's in the spot. He's got to open or he'll go broke.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, thanks for telling me about this, Al.
Well, I just thought you ought to know, son. Of course, there's nothing you can do about it, though.
Well, maybe not. But listen, you can do me a favor.
Yes?
Sit in on that conference with Dad and Valdemir and let me know what happens.
Why, sure thing.
Let me know the minute they reach a decision. I've got a hunch it won't be good news.
Oh, howdy, boss.
Come in, Al. We're just talking terms. Valdemir, you know my general manager, Al West, don't you?
Yes, indeed. Doubt that he has seen me before many times.
Yes, once or twice, anyway, but don't let me interrupt.
Well, that's all right, Al. Pull up a chair. Shouldn't take very long. Now then, Valdemir, you were saying?
I was about to remark, Mr. Johnson, that I know very well the embarrassing position in which you find yourself. You need a star high wire act, and I can supply it. The matter is as simple as that.
Well, that's about the size of it. What do you say, Al? Is Valdemir our man?
Well, he's about the only top-rank wire man who hasn't already signed up for the summer season.
Only because I've been waiting for an opening that is worthy of my great talent.
Or because you were waiting for a chance to hold somebody up.
I resent the implication.
Take it easy, Valdemir. No one's denying that you're a great performer.
Both on stage and off.
Look, Mr. West,
But we still have to come to an agreement on terms. What is your price?
It is very simply arranged. I am perfectly satisfied with the usual star attraction salary.
Well, that's no more than right. After all, you will be our main attraction.
I'll be darned. I didn't think you'd be so reasonable.
Wait, my friend. I am not through.
I thought so.
As I was saying, I will be satisfied with the usual salary, plus a full partnership in the circus.
What? A partnership?
I told you so, boss. He's trying to hold us up.
My dear man, think carefully before you answer. As I see it, The question resolves itself into the simplest terms. Either you employ me and give me a full partnership, or your show does not open. Which do you choose?
Now, don't do it, boss. It's highway robbery. We'll find somebody else.
Oh, really, Mr. West, your optimism is amazing. Where do you propose to find another performer of my caliber?
Never mind where we'll find one. Your terms are out of line. Now, if you want to forget the partnership angle, maybe we can still talk business.
No, Mr. Johnson. I will only consider your offer on the basis of a partnership. That is final.
Then get off the lot.
Do not act too hastily, I warn you.
You heard the boss, Valdemir. Now off the lot.
Very well, I shall go. But when you want to reach me, try the New Haven house. My manager and I are staying there for the next few days.
I don't care where you're staying. I'm not doing business with you.
We shall see, Mr. Johnson. I shall be waiting for your call. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, Bob, I guess that's that. Looks like we don't open this year.
Of course we'll open. Do you think for a minute I'll let a thing like that stop me?
Well, yes, but what about a high wire act? You know what those Shylocks at the bank said, and you'll never find another one. Valdemir is the only top act in the business that isn't signed already.
Not quite, Al. You're forgetting the top act of all.
Now, wait a minute, boss. You're not thinking of
going on myself? Why not?
Well, but your bad leg. The docs all said that you were through.
I have one good season left in me.
No, you can't do it, boss. Even if your leg's all right and it isn't, you're out of practice. You'd be committing suicide.
Nonsense. I'm going on when the show opens. Now, that's final.
No, you can't do it, boss. Close the show.
See here, Al. I'm giving the orders here. I'll start the publicity at once. My return to the high wire will be the sensation of the season. Now, get started.
Great pitching in there, Frank.
Oh, thanks, boss.
I'll say you did. That fastball of yours is beginning to hop, Frank.
Practice over already?
Oh, it is for us. The coach is putting the scrubs through a hitting drill now.
Well, since we got through so early, we thought we could go out to the fairgrounds again and talk to your father, Bob.
Oh, that'd be swell.
I'm sorry I dragged you out there before for nothing, but, well, Dad had that business meeting.
Oh, Bob Johnson.
Well, speaking of business meetings.
Well, your roommate told me I'd find you over here at the baseball diamond.
How did you make out with the great Valdemir, Al?
Well, son, he tried to hold your father up for a half interest in the show.
Half interest?
Yes.
Well, Dad didn't agree to
it. Oh, I should say not, and that's why I came looking for you. Darned old fool wants to go on the high wire himself.
Yeah, back on the high wire. Well, you can't do that. He'll kill himself.
Yes, that's what I told him. But did you ever try reasoning with your old man when his mind's made up?
Well, but it's impossible. I'd rather see him close the show first.
Oh, Bob, he'll never do that. Why, he's counting on the show to put you through college.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to let him take a chance like that.
Well, that's why I came looking for you. I thought maybe there would be something that you could do to change his mind.
Oh, I only wish there were.
Oh, wait a second, Bob. Aren't there any high-wire acts he can hire in place of this Valdemir?
I doubt it. How about it, Al?
No, none. No, that's why Valdemir feels safe about holding him up. Of course, we could find the second raider, but that won't do. This has to be a sensational act and nothing.
He's right, Frank. There just aren't any good acts around.
I know of one.
What?
You do? But who is it? Where can we find him?
He's standing right beside you.
Huh? Hey, Horn.
You mean Bob?
Hey, that's a fog.
Oh, he's right, Mr. West. We saw Bob perform in the gym. I'd like to know who could do any more sensational tricks on the high wire.
Sure, Mr. West. He's great. You should have seen him.
Is this true, Bob? Could you do it?
You bet I could. Why, I know every one of Dad's tricks. I could go on for him and no one would even have to know.
Hey, that's right. He wears a clown makeup for the act.
It's the perfect solution.
Oh, it would be if your father would agree.
I don't know.
Well, you can't find out if you don't ask him.
How about it, Al?
Well, now, look, I'll tell you what. You come out to the lot with me now.
Was Dad there?
No, he's in town here talking to the bankers. But I want to put you through your paces, son. If you're as good as these folks claim, then it's a deal.
My goodness. I never realized how big these circus tents were until now.
Well, it looks a lot bigger now that it's empty somehow.
Look how high in the air he is.
Yes, it's a ticklish business, boys. I know. I've watched enough high wire performance in my time.
You really think we're doing the right thing, Sam? Letting Bob put a camp like this?
Well, we couldn't stop him, even if we wanted to, Linda.
Yes, that's true enough, son. Bob has a circus in his blood. There's nothing that anyone can do about that.
Oh, watch. He's starting the routine. Here he goes.
Handles himself well. Why, from this distance, you'd swear that that was his father up there.
Watch him now. He's going to try that somersault.
This time I'm going to keep my eyes open. I don't want to miss it.
Steady, boy. Steady.
He did it. Did you see that, Mr. Wayne?
Say, I certainly did see it. But
great work, Bob.
Well, Mr. West, what do you think?
Amazing. Why, that boy handles himself as well as his father did in his prime. We've got a find here.
And that's enough, Bob. Come down.
Want to see the backflip?
No, no, come down. Save it for the show.
Right you are.
Then you're going to speak to his father about him?
Oh, you're darned right I am. This is the answer to all our problems.
I wonder what he'll say.
I'll let you know that tonight. Now, I'll tell you what. How about all of you being my guests at the New Haven House for dinner?
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, and then I'll let you know when Mr. Johnson has to say about this remarkable son of his.
Well, Al, don't you think you've kept us waiting long enough? Come on out with it. What did Dad say?
Yes, we're dying of curiosity.
Dick, how did Mr. Johnson take the news, sir?
Well, now, boys, I am this buried. I didn't want to spoil a perfectly good meal by talking about that just yet.
Al, you mean he didn't like the idea?
Oh, that's putting it mildly. He nearly had a stroke.
Oh, I knew it. I kept hoping some miracle had happened, but I knew all along Dad wouldn't agree. Well, what did he say, Mr. West?
Well, I can't tell you word for word. Not in front of Miss Berry, dear.
Oh, I know why he won't let me perform. He knows if I do, I'll make good, and then he'll never get me to give up my ambition to be a high-wire artist.
Maybe. But the fact remains, he won't let you go on tomorrow night.
Well, what's he going to do for a high-wire actor?
Well, that's right. He can't go on himself.
Yes, I know he can't, but he's planning to. Oh, I suppose we'll end up by hiring that thief, Valdemir.
Speak of the devil, look who's coming over to the table.
Oh, is that Valdemir, Bob?
In person. Look at the way he struts.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Have you found your sensational high-wire artist yet?
Maybe we have.
You're bluffing, Mr. West, but never mind. The great Valdemir is holding himself in readiness for tomorrow.
Don't bother.
Oh, it is no bother, I assure you. I understand Mr. Johnson himself has announced that he will go on. Now, you know that it is impossible as well as I do.
And what about it?
I thought you might rest more easily if you knew the great Valdemir still holds himself in readiness. I shall attend the performance tomorrow night. Look for me in box one when you suddenly decide that you must call on me to perform on my own terms. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. He's certainly no shrinking violet. He's a pompous ass.
Well, it's a good thing he stopped by. I'd almost made up my mind to persuade your father to hire him on his terms.
Oh, you wouldn't do that,
Al. Oh, not now, I wouldn't.
But surely you aren't going to let Bob's father risk his life tomorrow night, are you?
No, I'm not. I've got another idea, a better one. But I'll need your help, all of you.
You can count on us, sir.
Now, you'll all have to come to the circus tomorrow night. The
circus?
Yes. Your passes for all of you.
And then what?
Well, I want to work this out carefully now. Let's order our dessert so we'll have plenty of time to talk it over.
Look at those elephants, Frank. And that big giraffe. I feel just like the farmer who said there ain't no such animal.
All right, the circus is a lot of fun, all right.
Well, I hope this one is. Frankly, I'm a little worried about that high wire business. To tell you the truth, why, so am I.
But if Mr. West's plan works out, everything will be all right.
That's a pretty big if, isn't it?
Hey, look. Straight across the arena in that front box.
Oh, well, the man.
Just look at the cocky way he's sitting there. Because he expects everything to work out his way.
Boy, he'll have a surprise in store for him before the evening's over.
Well, who's that other fella hanging over the rails?
Well, probably his manager. He looks a lot more worried than Valdemir right now.
Oh, well, how is it going?
Oh, hello, Mr. West.
Where's Bob?
In one of the dressing tents, getting into his costume. He'll be ready when we need him.
Well, how about your plan, sir? Are all the details taken care of?
Well, I hope so. But I want to go over everything with you just once more to be sure.
Good idea. Go ahead.
All right. Now, Mr. Johnson's act goes on at exactly 10 after 10. And he never leaves his tent until 10 sharp.
Well, how about the balancing cane?
Oh, I've already taken it and hidden it.
Well, are you sure he won't miss it?
No, not until he actually is ready to leave for the ring.
Oh.
Now then, when he finds it's gone, he'll only have 10 minutes to go for a new one and make it back here for the act. Now, do you understand?
Right. And where are the new ones kept?
In the baggage car on a siding right at the end of the midway. Now, you two go there and wait for him. Do everything you can to delay him so that he doesn't appear for his act. But get him back in the arena in time to see that boy of his on the high wire.
We'll remember that. Is that all, sir?
Yes, that's it.
But what about Mr. Valdemere?
Never mind him, my dear. He'll be sitting over there in his box, and you'll never know what happened. Now, get going, boys. Remember what I've told you. Everything's got to go off exactly as planned.
Say, old man Johnson has some pretty good crazy acts this year. Look at those clowns.
How many times must I tell you that does not mean a thing? It is a thrill that the circus crowd has come here for. If they do not get it from the high wire act, the show will not succeed.
Maybe, but you know, Valdemere, I'm getting worried. If they needed you, they'd have called you before now.
Yes, it is strange that they have not yet come for me.
You know what I think? I think they're not going to come to you, and if they don't, you'll spend the whole season at liberty.
There is still time, my friend. Don't worry.
Sure, but not much. I told you not to ask such a high price. You should have gone on for a state salary.
Perhaps. It's an outrage that the great Valdemere should be forced to perform for such a sum. But we must be realistic.
Ha! This is a fine time to get realistic. It's too late.
Perhaps it is not. I shall wait until close to 10 o'clock. Then I shall go to Johnson's tent and offer my services for their original offer. Never fear. They will accept.
This must be the baggage car he meant, Frank.
Well, we're here in time, anyhow. No sign of Mr. Johnson anywhere.
How are we going to stall him off? He'll be in a terrific rush.
I know. I'm counting on that. Now, you and I are going to pretend to be railroad officials. And in his state of mind, I doubt if he'll challenge us.
Oh, well, we better get ready to pretend. Here comes somebody carrying a lantern. And he's in an awful rush.
It's Johnson, all right. Take your cue from me, Bart. I'm going to disguise my voice.
All right.
Just a minute there. Get out of my way. I'm in a hurry.
Nobody goes into this car. It's circus property.
I know it's circus property, you fool. Get away from that door.
Not so fast, mister. Who do you think you are?
Who do I think I am? I'm Bob Johnson. I own this circus. Now stand aside.
Now listen to him, Joe. Mr. Johnson. If we believed everyone who claimed to be the owner of this circus, there wouldn't be any property left for us to guard.
I'll say there would.
Oh, you idiot.
I'd have you fired for this. I only have a couple of minutes to find a new balancing pole. Now, let me in that car.
Not without identification.
Identification? Why, you confounded look at me. Can't you see I'm made up for the show? Now, let me in there.
What do you say, Joe? Shall we let him in?
Not unless we go in and keep an eye on him. Well, hurry up. I'm late, I tell you.
Good idea. All right, we'll let you go in to look for the pole, but we're going with you.
Well, then, come on. Don't stand there. Here, take this lantern.
I've got it.
And remind me to fire both of you in the morning.
We'll do that. Watch that step.
Right, let me get my bearings. Yes, the poles are over here. Hey, Atlantis, what happened to it?
Nice work, Bart. Took a
little speak up. Stop that whispering and get me some light. I didn't expect to find anything in here.
I'm looking for a match. Funny, I could have sworn I had some in my pocket.
I can't seem to find any either.
Oh, then never mind the match. I can't wait another second. I'll find a pole in the dark.
What was that? The door's blank. I thought you did it.
I never touched it.
Now what have you done?
Locked.
What's the idea?
I don't know, Bart, but I don't like it. Someone has locked this in.
What's going on here? Who are you two fellows?
Well, a second.
Now, look here. I'm beginning to see what's behind this now. You're being paid to keep me out of the show, aren't you? This is some of Valdemere's work, I'll bet.
Oh, no, sir, it isn't. And we're not fooling now. Being locked in this baggage car is certainly no doing of ours.
I'll say it isn't. But this will ruin everything. If we don't get you out in time to watch the performance.
Watch the performance? You idiots, I am the performance.
Well, not quite, Mr. Johnson. If I can trust my watch, your act is beginning this very second.
Hey, what are you talking about? Are you both mad? Let me out of here.
That's exactly what we want to do now, sir. And with your help, we might make it. Come on, throw your shoulder against this door. Free of the circuit and break it down.
And we can try anyway. Come on, Mr. Johnson, all together.
All right, anything to get out of here.
All right, one, two, three. Here, save a little. Once more, we'll do it. One, two, three.
There. Silver, wait. My balancing pole.
You won't need it now, sir. You what? Hear that?
Applause from the main tent.
That's right, sir. Your act has already started.
What?
Now hurry up or you'll miss it altogether.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, your kind attention. For his concluding attraction, you will see the dusty fine, the spine tingling back somersault performed on the high wire far above the center arena, as only the great Bob Johnson himself can do it. So here it is, the thrilling climax of the greatest aerial act in the world, the Back Somersault.
Here we are, Mr. Johnson, just in time to see the climax.
So you weren't, goes to Valdemir. Well, you won't get away with it.
West,
come here. Stop the show at once.
Quiet. He's going into the act.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, please.
I demand that you stop the show and get Valdemir down off that high wire. I'm the only one that can do that trick anyhow. You'll kill himself.
But that isn't Valdemir, sir.
That's what we tried to tell him.
What?
Oh, wait, Mr. Johnson. Maybe you'll believe your own eyes. There's Valdemir sitting in the front row across the arena.
What that was? Well, you're right. It is Valdemir. But then who?
It's your son, Mr. Johnson. It's Bob Jr.
Bob?
Up there on the high wire?
And just about to do the back somersault.
He can't be killed.
So watch him, Mr. Johnson.
Here he goes. Oh, Lord. Don't let anything happen to him.
There! He did it!
By heaven, that was beautiful. I couldn't have done it better myself.
Great, Mr. Johnson.
Great? Why, he'll be a bigger star than his dad ever was someday. Yes, sir, he's a real trooper.
This is fun, Frank. I never expected to eat in the cook's tent of a real circus.
And the food's good, too.
Yes, the best in the house is none too good for you folks tonight, after what you did for the show.
And for me. Oh, this is the break I've always wanted.
Well, you've got it now, son. All you have to do is live up to your promise through the summer. Oh, and by the way, gentlemen, my apologies for suspecting you of being in cahoots with Valdemir.
That's all right, sir. We don't blame you for thinking that.
What puzzles me, though, Frank, is who locked us in that baggage car? That wasn't part of our plan.
I know. It almost caused us to miss the best part of Bob's act. Oh, wait a minute. Here's the gentleman who can answer that question.
Yes, young man, you're quite right.
Oh.
I locked you in that baggage car. I knew nothing of your plans, and I thought, foolishly as it turned out, that if Mr. Johnson were to miss his act, I would be summoned to fill in for him.
I thought so. Valdemir, I ought to have you kicked off the lot.
No, Mr. Johnson, please. I did not come to make trouble.
Well, then what did you come for?
To make a little speech. You see, Mr. Johnson, only once or twice in a generation is a real circus artist born. And I have just witnessed the birth of one, your son.
Well, that's certainly generous of you, Mr. Valdemir.
Not at all, my boy. After all, there's always room for two great stars in the firmament.
Two stars? But Bob's father is retired.
I was not thinking of him. I was thinking of Bob Jr. and of the great Valdemir himself.
So ends another exciting adventure with Frank Merriwell, beloved hero of American fiction, brought to you in a new series of stories by the National Broadcasting Company. And be sure to listen again next week at the same time when Frank Merriwell returns in another of his celebrated exploits. Frank is played by Lawson Zerbe, Bart is Hal Studer, and Inza is Elaine Ross. Other members of the cast were Craig McDonald, Dan Ocko, Chuck Webster, and Skip Holmeyer. Original music is by Paul Taubman. Adventures of Frank Merriwell is written by Ruth and Gilbert Braun, and the entire production is under the direction of Ed King. This is Mel Brandt speaking.